Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, Adam. Happy Friday. Happy South African Friday. How are you?
Happy South African Friday. Happy what I'll call my Friday. Why not? Yeah. I 100% agree with that. If you want people to do something, take it to the people. Let
That's
them
right.
do it in their streets, in the evenings, at the weekends. I mean, otherwise, it just doesn't work, does it?
Quite
Although
right.
I still don't understand why there are many, many countries, South Africa included, who've decided not to go with the AstraZeneca because of the chance of, what is it,
it's
4 in a million?
Our country's... just got rid of our stock. So it's not available. The country got rid of it. We sold it to other African countries because at the time we were still before pre-alpha, or maybe it was early alpha, but it wasn't showing efficacy early on. We hadn't tested all the way for saving lives, but we had tested for moderate and severe illness, and those were fine. But then when the new variant, the first variant came through, it wasn't the severe and moderate illness wasn't proving resistant enough. There was something about expiry dates. It was a very strange moment. And many, half the scientists really that were in the advisory committee were saying, just put something in our bodies. You know, even if it's only 60%, just put something in our bodies for Pete's sake. We'll find out later if it keeps us from death, but at the very least, let's not get severely ill. And then the other side said we must err on the side of caution. And this is the complexity with, you know, learning new things every new month, right?
Yeah, so, I suppose, yes. Well, it's all a bit of a journey into the unknown. That's, I suppose,
indeed.
One of the things, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe a large shot of vodka would have done.
Exactly.
I guess.
Oh, man. I actually think it might have. I'm not hearing very high death rates in Russia, but let's focus on Texas. America's Haitian, I mean, disgusting, horrid scenes on the border of Texas
Mexico. Talking about people for whom the pandemic, yeah, who cares, we've got bigger problems. This is absolutely it. The migrants and refugees who have particularly gathered at this Texan border town of Del Rio, where it joins with Mexico. And the 13,000 there, yes, include Peruvians and Venezuelans and Colombians, but mainly Haitians and trying to escape the hell that has been Haiti for a little while, apart from the poverty and deprivation. We're talking the earthquake, the hurricane, I mean, you name it.
The assassination of their president.
And, oh, that too, yeah, the political turmoil that's followed. 13,000 under this bridge, and yet they're being taken, in some cases, pretty much forcibly back to Haiti. Some have been fighting off border patrols, some running to escape. Some actually have been welcomed into the United States and sort of let free, which is just, it seems completely random what happens. No order whatsoever. No, certainly... defined order that we can spot. And when people have been taken back to Haiti again, they've been running at the aeroplane or throwing things at the aeroplane. And America's talking about making 7 flights a day to try to get the numbers down. And by the way, these people who are sort of sat under this bridge without food, sanitation, proper shelter, it's 37 degrees C at the moment. And that is a pretty uncomfortable place to be. America can't sort it out. And I always have that feeling with this sort of stuff. If America can't sort it out, what help? Hope
Who
do the
can?
Rest of us have?
Well, I don't know, man. Aren't they taking on 65,000 Afghans? I mean, or 95,000? Like,
they are.
And then now
they're
flying 86 people back to Haiti.
True.
I just, the Biden administration is proving more Trumpish than ever. But anyway, speaking of Trump, he's suing his niece, Mary.
Well, I don't think he had anything to do with Donald Trump. So he thought, do you know, I remember that book from, when was it, 3 years ago, I think it came out. And he tried to stop the publication of the book in the first place. But his niece, Mary, got the book out there. And now he is suing her, and indeed the New York Times, because the allegation was that he was involved in, quote, dubious tax schemes. I would think that would be the least of his troubles. There's certainly other things that the finger points at. The lawsuit filed in New York accuses Mary Trump, the niece, and indeed the newspaper reporters, of being engaged in an insidious plot. I think he might have lost the plot at that point. Really, you think your niece is plotting to bring you down, not just writing a book that she feels is the truth. The walls are closing in. He's throwing anything against the wall that will stick, came the answer from Mary Trump. And in case you've forgotten the title says so much. It's one of those titles that somehow one should commit to memory, and yet I can't. Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man.
Absolutely.
Mary Trump's book.
It was awesome. And, you know, even when people try to suggest, oh, are you bitter? She's like, no, but my dad is his brother and I've observed this guy. Like, he is like,
I know my uncle.
Exactly.
Sort of feeling. Yeah.
Okay. And then the world's oldest footballer is from Suriname.
Yeah, Suriname. Yeah, a guy called Ronnie Brunswick. He is such a character. He's not exactly squeaky clean as a character. But anyway, he's one of the oldest people ever to play in an international club football match. Aged 60, he has played for the Suriname side called Inter Mungotapu, playing a team from Honduras called Olympia. Ronnie captained the team, but then again, this was in the stadium named after him because he happens to be vice president of Suriname. I do think he probably owns the jumpers for the goalposts as well. Pick me, I own the club, I am the club, etc. Anyway, Ronnie Brunswick is known as the Robin Hood of Suriname because of donating funds to supporters. Although I have to say it's not all hero worship. This is a guy who led rebel forces during the civil war in Suriname in the 1980s. Hundreds of people lost their lives as a result of his rebel forces. There are questions about the source of his wealth. Where does it all come from? And he's wanted by Interpol for allegations of drug trafficking. Apart from that, he's our new Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. That's a lot. Drug trafficking. Sheesh.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I always love ending it on these quirky notes. Thank you so much, Adam. Have a wonderful weekend and catch
Thank
up
you.
With you next week.
Enjoy your long weekend of trying to work out your heritage. It sounds like many, many people have got multiple
exactly.
sources to track.
I'm so excited to. We're going to talk royal heritage with you in the Big Breakfast broadcast next week, which is going to be amazing.
Yes.
All righty. Have a good one. Ciao.